The Girl with the Broken Wing by Heather Dyer. Read by Alison Reed. Chapter 1. The Crash Landing. Chimneys can be dangerous. Imagine it. A dark night and you're flying low over the rooftops, barely skimming the tiles. The wind is gusting and buffeting you off course, and the rain is getting in your eyes so you can hardly see where you're going. And then, just as you're coming into land, there's a sudden gust of wind and wham! The twins were in bed when it happened. They heard a sound like a wet cabbage hitting a wall, then a clattering on the tiles, then nothing but the wind wuthering round the eaves once more. "What was that?" whispered James. Amanda, who slept behind a curtain on the other side of the attic, switched on her bedside light and lay very still, listening. Rap, rap, came a knock on the skylight. "Who's there?" said James. He climbed out of bed and stood under the window. And there he saw a startled face, framed by a tangle of wind-blown hair. "It's a girl!" he cried. Together, the twins dragged across the big red chair from the corner, and James stood on it to reach the catch.
"Open up!"
yelled the girl in a muffled voice. James opened the window and a gust of rain blew into the room.
"Thanks!"
gasped the girl, climbing through. And a moment later, she was standing there before them, dripping on the carpet. To the twins' astonishment, they saw that she was barefoot and wearing only a thin white cotton dress.